WMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. The holiday season is moving into full swing, and it behooves you to be prepared. Here now with his best advice on gearing up for your holiday sales is author and education specialist, Joe Elad. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Joel.Elad. Joel, what's your first tip for the day?
Thank you very much, Griff. My first tip has to do with stocking up on something that we all take for granted, and that's our shipping supplies. It's very easy to think about our inventory and not about our shipping supplies, but they seem to run out very quickly, and to get a refill is difficult because not only are eBay sellers busy over the holidays, but the shipping companies are busy. So getting your USPS boxes or UPS or FedEx envelopes will take longer, and the last thing you want to do is to hold up your customers' urgent holiday gifts by not having your shipping supplies in stock.
And it's not like you can overorder. You can always use what you ordered. So best to have more than less.
Absolutely.
What's your second tip?
Well, in the same vein of preparing yourself before the sales happen, you're going to be having unusual items, let's say, that you haven't really sold on a regular basis. One thing I recommend is anything that you're not used to selling. The moment you photograph it and start listing it, pack it up. And that way, number one, you know that you have the right box, you have the right shipping supplies, and number two, you have all the correct weights and dimensions for when you list the item to calculate your shipping cost.
So do you do that all the time? Do you?
I've made the mistake of not following my own advice, thinking that I can just eyeball it, and normally I am caught between a rock and a hard place by thinking it's going to fit in a certain size box and finding out when it's time to ship that it's not going to work. And I either have to spend more on shipping.
Scramble time.
I have to scramble. And the holidays are the last. You're going to be scrambling on other things. The last thing you want to do is scramble on packing and shipping because that clock has started the moment somebody pays for something.
So
they want it yesterday.
In answer to my question, I feel like I'm one of those moderators on the debates.
Really?
So in answer to my question, Mr. Elad.
Yes.
You no good piece of junk.
Hey!
I'm just mimicking them. So Mr. Elad, are you saying that normally you pack as soon as you've photographed?
Normally, no. If it's items that I sell throughout the year and I have a good basis for knowing what it will take to ship it, I don't necessarily do that. It's for the unusual items. It's for the items that maybe have an irregular size, you're not used to shipping on a regular basis. The reason I don't pack everything in advance is I get a lot of combined shipments. And so if I pack everything individually and somebody buys five items, I'd have to open everything up and combine five items in one box.
How about you, Griff?
Well, you know, free shipping, you don't have to worry about such things.
You don't have to worry about, oh,
what?
You just ship five boxes and take the hit?
Well, no. I mean, I'll combine them, of course, together. But most of my things are also in envelopes, so it's easy to combine them if I have to.
But you don't have to worry about declaring a shipping cost because you do free shipping.
I do. Yeah, I don't have to. I take shipping cost out of the equation for the buyer. For me, I have to calculate it. I want to be able to save myself money on shipping. But I don't want the buyer to have to worry about paying for combined shipping. So everything's free shipping.
Understood.
And you don't pack them in advance?
Yes, I do pack everything in advance.
Oh.
Oh, absolutely. But I pack my shirts and apparel in clear plastic, so it's stored that way, folded and ready to go. And then I slip them into a poly envelope when it's time to ship.
He's Mr. Perfect.
Joel. Well, no, I'm not.
Mr. Perfect.
Please.
He's the kid in school that always raised his hand.
I'm Mr. Always Trying to Improve.
I get
you strive
it.
For perfection. You never quite get there.
That's a good answer.
So what's your third tip?
Well, my third tip has to do with what you're going to experience during the holiday sales, and that is more questions. Be prepared for the questions that you're not necessarily used to because your fans or your customers are going to be asking you advice on holiday gifts. When you're traveling, it'll help you to have the notes next to you when you're traveling or even just running errands, because you might be answering questions throughout the day or when you've got free time. So for example, if you use, for example, Lynn Dralley, the Queen of Auctions, iSell sheets, keep your iSell sheets near you, especially if you travel, because you will be seeing, you should be seeing a higher volume of questions throughout the holiday season when you sell.
So keep your notes handy, especially if you travel. Joel, you're traveling constantly.
he's never home.
He's going to L.A. today. What's happening in L.A. today?
There's actually a podcast. They're interviewing the creators of a new animated show called Rick and Morty. There's a veteran voice actor that interviews other voice actors and creators of animated shows. And so I'm going to listen to the podcast and maybe get some autographs afterwards.
And then you can sell those.
And then I can
comics
sell those
with the autographs
on eBay.
Ooh,
and, Joel, that's a big part of your life, right? Our listeners might be interested in hearing that this is not just a hobby for you, but it's actually
My comic business. Yeah, my eBay business. It's a full time. I'm a gold power seller, and a lot of what I sell are either regular comic books or autographed and appraised comic books that justify me flying or driving across the U.S.
and deducting every bit
and deducting every single thing.
What a smart man you are.
Exactly. Joel, what does it take to become a gold?
To become a gold power seller, you need to sell on a consistent basis at least $10,000 in merchandise per month, which is $120,000 a year.
Congratulations.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. I just finished. August was my 19-year anniversary with eBay with my account, and only in the last year or two have I hit gold. So no.
Congratulations.
Thank
Joel.
You it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of it. eBay's given me the freedom to live my life the way I want to, and I'm always grateful.
Griff, this is a great story.
It's a very good
I
story.
Love Joel's story. So what's your fourth tip?
My fourth tip is to do with, you got to think about when it's time to ship the item. Your customers are not just buying the item. They are very concerned with the outer packaging. And so I actually do this throughout the year, but the holidays especially, I make sure that the outer box is wrapped in an extra layer so that the tape or whatever else doesn't influence its presentation. Because when you're giving a gift, presentation is as important as the thought. So definitely make sure that not just the item itself. I've seen people put their shipping stickers directly on the outer box and ship it that way. And it's not exactly the great experience when it's time to give, you know, nephew Jimmy something underneath the tree and you have to peel off a UPS shipping sticker. So try to wrap things in an extra layer. You know, if you're great at gift wrapping, it's an extra source of revenue that you can charge your customers to gift wrap your stuff when you ship it as well.
Do you gift wrap gift?
I am awful. My sister is an excellent gift wrapper. I'm the guy that rips it open nervously because I can't even just she would untape everything to keep the wrapping for later, and I just was that nervous, you know, rip it open, got to have it now.
Oh, I love the rip it open thing.
It is. Absolutely. That instant gratification.
Oh,
I mean, that's eBay.
That's Christmas to me.
Exactly.
Right. Griff, do you wrap the outer packaging carefully layer?
My boxes and my shirts or whatever I sell, I like to have it look as perfect as possible. I want people, my buyers, when they open the package or when they get the package, to be excited. And I don't use boxes anymore at all. I just don't. I mean, and if you do that, I'm not judging you. Well, yeah, maybe a little bit. But no, it's okay. It's just for me. I'm talking about for me. I like my buyers to get brand new boxes that look like it's a gift and it wasn't something that was pre-owned.
Here with his best advice on gearing up for holiday sales, we have author, an education specialist, and gold power seller. Be sure Melissa puts that next time you come on. I want that in your... Okay, his name is Joel Elad. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Joel.Elad. What's your fifth tip?
Well, piggybacking on the last idea, you want to make sure that any mention of price is taken off the tags, but be careful not to actually untag your item.
So how do you do it?
It depends on where the price. Sometimes the price is just in a small perforated area. So either removing just the part of the sticker or the tag that has the price, or using a marker to cover it up, You don't want to damage the item, and you don't want to damage the ability to return the item or exchange the item, but you want to make sure that the price is removed so that when they, most of the time, these are gifts, and you don't necessarily want your gift recipient to know how much was spent. Even if the sticker says $100 and they spent $20 on eBay, it's a faux pas.
It's not nice.
Not nice. So if you can take that burden off of the person you're shipping it to, because they may forget to do it before they gift it. And so that's one extra nice thing that you can do to make your eBay customers happy.
So what if you sell a bracelet on eBay that you got at Macy's in one of those little box sales things for $6, and it normally sells for $19.95, and you sold it to your customer for $9.99, and the little thing says $19. Should you take that off? Aren't you showing them what
you are showing value? In the end, if you can't remove the tag, if the price is the entire tag, it's better to leave the tag on.
Okay.
Because if the person wants to exchange it or return it, they need that tag to show that it was new.
And again, you said if it's a gift, you wouldn't want it on at all.
Correct.
I see.
So you remember, in the end, the person you're shipping it to can make that decision themselves. But if it's something that you can do to make the buyer's life easier, that's what we do on eBay. We try to provide excellent customer
service. And we don't have time for you to get in your last one, but it had something to do with checking your competitors' listings now to see if there are any products you could start carrying.
Correct.
Yes.
Good idea.
I love that.
Use your competitors as research.
Yeah.
And why not?
Why not? If they're in the same categories that you are, I learn from my competitors every year.
And you don't have to pay them a cent.
And
either.
I don't have to
and
pay them a
cent. And you can even see what's sold.
Exactly.
Joel. It's always a pleasure. Visit joel.elad to see Joel's listings on eBay. This segment was sponsored by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, wholesale product sourcing. Don't miss a moment of your show of shows, eBay Radio.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they'd like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online seller meetup group up to $75 per year. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com for more information. Oak trees, skyscrapers, eBay. Big things start small, including your business. eBay started in Pierre Amadiar's living room. Now, eBay is celebrating 20 years of small business with Big Things Start Small at ebay.com/big. There you'll find inspiring seller success stories, informative articles and videos, and other useful resources to help you grow your business. So think big and sign up to be part of something big at ebay.com/big.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions, let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.